Good morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, Loz. Morning, TK.
Have a say. Strong performance yesterday in the morning.
Yeah, it was. Have a say. Managed to get home in the feature sprint there at Grafton, obviously now with Toby Edmonds formerly trained by Liam Bursley, whose horses can't race in New South Wales due to that Aquanita saga there. But, yeah, I guess the race day was somewhat not marred, but... It was disappointing to see that fall. It was a pretty nasty fall in race five where Josh Adams, Ben Looker, Jack Hull all dislodged from their mounts in the final 200 metres of that race. So, look, it was not bad result, though, from the fall. It could have been a lot worse. And those three jockeys, Ben Looker, he suffered general soreness to his upper right thigh and right elbow along with a laceration to his cheekbone. He was severely concussed and was kept in hospital overnight. But... Josh Adams and Jake Hull, they were also treated in hospital, but discharged yesterday. Josh suffered concussion and a laceration to his chin, and Jake Hull a mild concussion. But considering how nasty the fall looked, and we all know how bad any fall can be, I think we counting our lucky stars that all three riders, albeit having concussion and a few little injuries there, could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, we wish all those people a speedy recovery. Mate, what about Tommy Berry? This is quite extraordinary. He somehow got a leave of absence from Hong Kong to ride Chautauqua in tomorrow morning's jump out.
Yeah, well, we normally only see it, don't we, from Group 1 races that they can leave Hong Kong, but Tommy Berry's coming back to ride Chautauqua in this all-important jump out, of course, tomorrow. It's going to be... All eyes will be glued to the TV to see if the grey flash jumps out of the barriers. We know that's the big concern, but... Team Hawks obviously, wanting to get everything and give him every possible chance to do everything right tomorrow. Tommy Berry's got such a great record on this horse. He's had 8 starts in races for 5 wins, and they've all been at Group 1 company. So obviously, Tommy and Chautauqua, they get along really well, and hopefully, Tommy can get him back on track there tomorrow.
And Gerald Ryan has mapped out a plan for Trapeze Artist going forward.
Yeah, he'll kick off in the Theo Mark Stakes at Rose Hill on September 8, over 1,300 metres. That's the plan at this stage. Then he'll tackle the Group 2 Premier Stakes at Randwick on September 29 before the Everest stirred up on October 13. So that's the way it's looking for Trapeze Artist, who, of course, is one of the major fancies. I think he might be favourite at the moment for the Everest. So that's the, yes, 2 lead-up runs into the Everest for Trapeze Artist.
Yeah, he's the favourite. There's no doubt about that. No word yet on whether Nature Strip has got a slot or yet for the Everest. Now, with Trapeze Artist, I mean, geez, it's a long way out. It's great that we chat about this great race every day. And it's, well, I say great race, you think about traditional races. This is only second year in its inception, but it's quite extraordinary. What about James McDonald?
Yeah, he copped a suspension yesterday at Warwick Farm. He was suspended for allowing Estraverto to shift in and check the Golden Hind around the 1,400 metre mark in race one there. So James will start that suspension this Sunday and resumes on Wednesday, July 25. So, yeah, I think he pleaded not guilty to that at the start yesterday, but obviously found guilty and suspended there, so out of race one.
Fantastic, mate. We thank you. What did you make of Origin?
Yeah, well, it was a... It was a good game, wasn't it? I watched it from home. It was, a real tight tussle, wasn't it, really? And obviously Queensland come out on top, but great to see New South Wales win the series.
Apart from Laurie stuffing up the man of the match voting and everything like that, we'll get into that. We'll get into that with Dean Ritchie from The Telegraph after 8 o'clock. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.